WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth time in the last year and a half, the Bryan City Council will get a report on flooding in the Castle Heights neighborhood.
Okay, item passes unanimously. All right, order. Hey. Order. Please be respectful in the chambers.
Cheers came from property owners located east of the freeway and south of Highway 21. Councilman Prentice Madison, whose district includes Castle Heights, asked City Manager Keene Registered what it would take for the city to get access to several tributaries of Carter's Creek that impacts the neighborhood.
Is it a difference between that we can ask for an easement or...
I'm sure if you open that up to all citizens that have creeks anywhere around their homes that they have these same issues, they would be more than happy to grant the city an easement.
Well, I just...
You can get mine on Burger Creek.
If you want to take that responsibility, we are currently staffed to maintain and manage the drainage structures that we have and we own and we're responsible for.
This will be the first review for three members of the council elected last November, Madison, Ruben Marine, and Andrew Nelson. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A rare no vote on the College Station School Board took place last night. Michael Schaefer voted against the contract to proceed with building CSISD's 10th Elementary School. Schaefer considered spending almost $2.7 million over the original budget as excessive. Schaefer also responded to Jeff Harris's observation that the district was fortunate there were savings from other bond projects approved by voters in the 2015 to make up the difference.
Well, on a positive note, from the 2015 bond projects, we were able to save enough money that we could make up the shortfall. So I do feel good about that.
With that shortfall, I think that would go towards a lot of the improvements that we were talking about tonight at some of the other schools as well.
It would have been good, yeah.
Board members were told the bids were open to September 7th during Hurricanes Irma and Harvey, and there were some inflationary increase because of waiting a year to start construction. The campus is supposed to open 2 years from now, and the board was told that the general contractor is on the hook if the price tag goes above the ceiling of $27 million. A Bryan woman sought in a murder at Williamson Park 2 weeks ago was found in Cameron. Bryan police report 17-year-old Adriana Garcia is the last of three who had a role in the death of Jonathan Munoz. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told investigators she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park to steal marijuana from Munoz. Over the phone, Garcia heard gunfire, followed by the 16-year-old yelling to pick him up. Garcia also told police she saw gunfire between 16-year-old and Munoz. Then the 16-year-old got in the bed of her truck and fired more shots at Munoz. Garcia said Suarez had a pistol-gripped sawed-off shotgun and was a backup to the 16-year-old. According to a BPD news release, there are no other suspects unless new information is received. For the third time in 5 days, a citizen's call of suspicious activity leads College Station police to making arrests on charges on property crimes. The latest was yesterday morning around 2:30 on Woodcliff Court, which is near Harvey Road in Appomattox. Officers found two men in a vehicle matching the witness's description. The witness reported seeing the men rolling a tire down the street. A vehicle was found with two tires off and the jack prepared to lift the front. One of the men had lug nuts in his pocket. All of that led to the arrests of 17-year-old Davian Johnson and 19-year-old Dillian Swede of Independence. College Station Police is asking for your help in finding a man accused of causing a hit-and-run crash 3 weeks ago. A photo of the man and the truck he was driving is online at WTAW.com. The collision, which took place the afternoon of August 29th at Texas in Walton, resulted in minor injuries to a white van full of children. If you have seen the man and or the truck, you are asked to contact CSPD. Another master plan community is proposed to be built in East Bryan. The city council held two public hearings yesterday on an annexation request by Stylecraft Builders for land at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road. Final action is scheduled next month on annexation and the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve Stylecraft's rezoning request. Matt Childers at Stylecraft says the first phase of building single-family homes and amenities at Yopon Trails will start after receiving council approval.
We're looking at about 338 lots, and in our current best guess is that that will be developed in three phases of construction. So we'll likely put the first 110 to 115 lots on the ground, as well as the park and a good chunk of the trails as well.
The master plan community will also have an unannounced number of higher density units, and after the housing is built, land along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Patchy cloudiness showing up on the satellite photos this morning. I think all in all, today ends up being a partly sunny day because of that cloudiness. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be up to 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. And Friday looks to be sunny, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So in our news this morning, it was frightening enough that there was a shooting that took place in Williamson Park, which is like 2 blocks off South College. But, I mean, now that we're getting some details on this.
Yeah.
So the weapons involved.
Right. So basically it sounds like the 16-year-old who actually did the shooting.
Allegedly.
Not exactly sure what kind of gun he used, but then the 18-year-old Saul Suarez Jr., he apparently was waiting kind of as backup, and he had it's described as a pistol gripped sawed off shotgun.
Wow. Yeah.
That he was hanging on to. And then the 17-year-old that was arrested, the third and final person to be arrested unless, you know, new information is received.
Right.
She was, I guess it sounds like she was kind of acting as a driver.
Wow. Okay.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah. But, you know, to kind of wash your ears out with, if you see something, say something. That's,
oh, absolutely.
That's happened in College Station.
A lot.
Which is really a, you know, and the police can't thank you enough for that. I mean, you're the eyes and ears for them because they can't be every place.
Right.
And it never hurts to just pick up the phone and say, hey, I saw that. And you don't call 911 for that unless it's actually something in progress.
Right.
But just let
them
know.
It is interesting, too. You know, I mean, you think about, oh, it's the middle of the night. Maybe these criminals, you know, think they're going to be able to get away with something.
Right.
But college kids stay up at all hours.
They do. You're right.
You know, and then there's people like us who are up at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning.
That's
and
right.
so So yeah, especially when it's a kind of a bizarre time of day like that, if you see anything or hear anything, definitely go ahead and call the police.
Make the call. It makes life easier for them. All right, 8:14. I think this is our final wedding story for today.
Okay.
Here's something that's worse than showing up at a party, seeing somebody wearing your outfit. How about if you see five other people? Woman named Deborah Speranza, Sydney, Australia, went to a wedding last weekend. Yeah, and found five other women wearing the exact same dress. They weren't bridesmaids.
Oh, they weren't.
No, I misread that. They weren't bridesmaids. They just were wearing the same dress.
Oh, wow.
Well, who wore it best? That's the best question.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they could have taken a group pic and pretended to be bridesmaids.
Well, they did.
Oh, they did.
They did
awesome.
Take a picture with the bride, who is at least a foot taller than all of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's a wide-angle lens, I'm just saying. Anyhow, they took a picture and they...
Jeez, Scott.
Scott. Savage.
They posted it on Forever News Facebook page.
Oh, my
gosh. It's a nice dress.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but the bride is
tall. Yeah, and maybe these are just some short
women.
Maybe
they're really short.
It
ever think about that, guys?
Yeah, but it may well be, but nonetheless,
she's an Amazon.
No,
maybe she just has really short friends.
And nobody said that.
She's a little touchy about that subject,
Scott.
I was
going to say, back off the ledge.
No.
It's okay.
But it is interesting, you know, something that's more popular now, and I actually had a friend who was in a wedding this weekend. She was a bridesmaid, and, you know, a lot of brides will have their maid of honors wear a completely different dress, so they stand out and, you know, even more.
It's kind of like the goalie in soccer.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Or the libero in volleyball.
Yeah.
And then they'll also, you know, let the bridesmaids pick between different colors or different shades or different styles.
Yeah.
So they all look their best
Why don't they do that for the groomsmen, though, that we can all, like, wear different types of dresses?
No, we have no sense of fashion.
No, it's different with dresses.
I mean, look, excuse me. You take any guy and you give him a closet full of clothes, and most of them are going to do such a crappy job of putting that stuff together that you can't trust a guy to do
that. That's true.
I will say, the one thing where women actually, I guess, get a break in weddings is we get to at least keep our dresses. The amount of money that guys spend on renting suits or tuxes, that just blows my mind.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Preach on.
I may never wear that dress again, but at least it's mine.
That's right.
I was a groomsman for a wedding, one of my best friends, and we didn't even get tuxes. We just had vests and white shirts. But, I mean, it came to like $200 to rent that thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's
ridiculous.
Horrible.
I know. Crazy.
Hey, so Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs did that Battle of the Sexes tennis tournament thing.
Yeah.
On this date in 1973.
Wow.
Of course, they're coming out with that movie with Steve Carell and Emma Stone.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Made $100,000 off it. Well, that'll be good. That'll be that probably will be an interesting movie because he was kind of a bit of a pill. Hello.
Yes, is this the Weddings R Us show?
It is, exactly. Do you have a request or anything else you want to share with us? You just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Today.
Sometimes we're
themed.
Somebody is jilted in love.
And we did, sometimes, and we don't, the thing is we don't know we're going to be themed. It just kind of ends up happening.
Exactly.
But while we're talking about Billie Jean King, Elton John's song Philadelphia Freedom was written as a favor to Billie Jean King. She had a professional tennis team. Remember, there used to be a professional tennis league. It lasted for 1 year. And so he wrote that basically to help them.
Oh, okay.
Very
interesting.
Cool.
Do you know you can't cry in space? Astronauts have found that because of the lack of gravity, their tears don't fall. They just stay on the eyeball.
You know, I think I've heard about that.
Yep.
Yeah, something else to love space. Yeah.
I was gonna say, maybe I love space a little bit more. Yeah. There's no crying in space.
Yeah, and they sting. Apparently,
So it's not that there's no crying. It's that it's hard to, you can't cry, and then the tears,
Right.
So how did they do this study? I mean, did somebody just watch a sad movie?
I don't know how that works.
Well, they're in space. Of course they're crying.
They watched Old
They're miserable. They're in space. They're all alone. They're depressed.
Hey,
no.
Matthew McConaughey could cry in that one movie.
That's
when he was in space.
Well, that's because it's Matthew McConaughey. He can do whatever he wants.
He's Matthew McConaughey.
This is really sad.
Yeah, he's not like the rest of us.
He defies all gravity.
Yeah, that's it. So, and let me see. I got a story we'll do later maybe about astronauts. They had this kind of a Mars unit in California that they stayed in for a long time, and it talks about what they did when they got out. Anyway, ladybugs called ladybirds in England.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And the average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds.
Now, whoa.
How
can you figure that out?
What is an average cloud?
Exactly.
Are we going to grab Shell and
have
him point out?
Cloud?
Shell, is that an average cloud?
Shell.
How about that one over there? Is that an average
cloud?
Maybe
they just took a bunch of little and big clouds and then averaged
the
numbers.
They said, but the weight is distributed across such a large space that it still is able to float.
I mean,
are we talking
cumulus, cirrus,
nimbostratus? Well, no, wouldn't be your cirrus because those are the wispy ones that are way up there. We're talking probably cumulonimbus, okay? The ones that grow weather nerds.
Polar stratospheric clouds.
Grow up. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I Googled all this.
Oh,
I'm just looking at terms. I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Cumulus is the only one I knew.
All right. That's in the cirrus, those are the little high wispy things, so that works. So the family of the guy who wrote Santa Claus is Coming to Town says they've been getting nothing but lumps of coal. I mean, they've been getting nothing for Christmas. And they should have been able to cash in on the holiday classic. Now, it was written by Haven Gillespie way back in the 1930s. Haven been dead since 75, but his family say they entrusted Memory Lane Music Group to collect the royalties and continue to do that. And in a new lawsuit, his family says that Memory Lane is supposed to be sending them checks for 85% of all royalties, where the company keeps 15%. Family says it met with Memory Lane's boss back in April. He admitted he'd been very naughty about this over the last 2 years. They claim he admitted stealing, according to legal documents, $700,000. So they're suing to get the money back.
Jeez.
For Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Well, you know, every year Chip has, or Clip Howard has on the man who wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, that guy annoys me.
He was a
vet here. I mean, I think he probably sang the song first in College Station, Texas.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, a thing called Rosewood Junction, which was at the end of the shopping center where Kohl's and Specs is.
Mm.
Yeah, right there on Dominick Street.
Yeah,
I'll tell you where it is. That's, they used to have a bar there, and he would play there every once in a while. Just saying, just so you know, so there's more than that.
Okay.
New study, Journal of Child Development, finds the percentage of adolescents in U.S. America who have a driver license or who have tried alcohol, who date, or work for pay has literally plummeted since 1976, with the biggest decreases actually coming in the last 10 years. What's interesting is the declines appear that they go across racial, geographic, and socioeconomic lines in rural areas, urban areas, and suburban areas.
Don't discriminate.
The study found that between the years of 1976 and 1979, 86% of high school seniors had gone on a date. Now, between 2010 and 2015, that dropped to 63%.
Really?
So, I mean, that's 23% decrease.
Yeah.
During that same portion of time, they had ever earned money went from 76% to 55%.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, and the portion that tried alcohol went from 93% to 67%.
Oh,
that's weird.
Well, that's good.
Well, researchers say that it's not that the teens are more responsible
or
more lazy or more boring. It is simply that youths may be less interested in these activities like dating or driving or getting a job in today's society.
Well, I also think like dating, like going out to dinner or a movie, kids just hang out these days.
Right.
Well, there's no official like dating anymore.
But they hang out and they don't drink is what you're saying.
In
all
of these things, whether it's dating or driving or getting a job in today's society, they no longer need to do those things.
Because they've got the internet.
Okay, dating is one thing and driving is one thing, but getting a job is something else.
Agreed.
Okay, because you got to get money from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Mom and dad are not going to live forever, and they didn't all win the lottery.
Right.
So you got to kind of do this. Mm-hmm. According to the evolutionary psychological theory, a person must have a life strategy. What are you going to do with your life?
In high school? Nobody knew what they were going to do.
You plan that.
I still don't know.
But you know that you're going to have to work, don't you?
Well, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyhow, they say that this now
that's all I need to know. I'm set.
They leave
they perceive life as harsh and unpredictable.
Oh, sure. I'm still banking on winning the lottery, man. Are you
kidding me? Okay, and it could be that.
I'm still trying to marry rich.
Okay, either that, any of those ways. You know, that's fine. But it's interesting because now I see younger people who don't have a driver license and don't really strive to do that. It's
right.
Not important.
I know that we talked about that not too long ago on the show, and that is just blows my mind. That's so weird.
As long as they can get to where they want to,
right.
they don't mind that they're giving up. I look at it as giving up a level of independence that you could
absolutely
have. I mean, you could have that if you wanted to, but they choose not to.
By the way, if we have any young, rich, eligible bachelors out there, you can text in at 979-695-1620.
Sure.
And you can
stop
also
matchmaking, Zach.
You can
get
also send pictures.
Stop meddling.
She'll want a pic. Yeah,
she'll want a pic.
Yeah, she will want a pic. Just
and height.
She wants a cootie.
Because right.
Remember, she's an Amazon.
Okay, now this might be the first criminal who's ever been busted thanks to unicorn magic.
Oh.
Cops got a call from the Oklahoma State Fair in Oklahoma City over the weekend about a robbery at one of the stands there. The victim told the cops that the robber had a beard, and he was wearing a white T-shirt. Oh, wait, and he was also carrying a giant pink and white stuffed unicorn.
Yeah.
Might have given it away.
Probably.
So the cops went hunting for the guy with the unicorn. Too hard to find, yeah.
Imagine that.
Quickly tracked down one 20-year-old. His name was Godfrey Washington. They went ahead and arrested him. By the way, he stole the money from the stand, not the unicorn.
He
apparently had won the unicorn and I guess was so proud of it that he wanted to continue to carry it around.
Uh-huh.
He was charged with robbery by force, possession of a firearm and commission of a felony, and concealing stolen property. But I guess he probably he did earn the unicorn apparently by knocking down the milk bottles.
Oh, okay. And that's
so
tough.
There
I'm
it is.
You know.
So yeah, good on him for being able to do that.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A bipartisan group of states investigating the marketing and distribution of opioid painkillers has stepped up its probe with a fresh demand for documents from drug makers and distributors. The group, which involves 41 attorneys general, sent civil investigative demands to Purdue Pharma, Allergan, Teva Pharmaceutical, Endo, and J&J. The group also sent information demand letters to distributors Amerisource, Bergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson. The states aim to determine what role the opioid manufacturers and distributors may have played in creating or prolonging the opioid addiction crisis. Bed Bath & Beyond stock plunged more than 12% after hours after the company reported sales that fell well short of expectations. The retailer reported a same-store sales decrease of 2.6%. Analysts had expected a decrease of 0.7%. Bed Bath says restructuring costs, Hurricane Harvey, and a new accounting standard weighed on its results. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Saving is absolutely key. What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change. Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Going out, plan a sober ride. Meeting friends, designate a driver. Getting drinks, call a cab. Getting the next round, please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel, stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late.
Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
The more we learn about the Equifax data breach, the worse it looks. It wasn't just one hack. There were two. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. The first Equifax hack occurred back in March, a full 5 months before they told anyone. Equifax clearly hid that news, putting everyone at even greater risk of identity theft. Setting up an online account with the Social Security Administration is the one thing that you must do today. Start at the Social Security Administration's homepage. Create your own secure Social Security online account. Set the account to notify your cell phone or a second email address anytime that your account is accessed online. If someone other than you tries to get into the account, and because of Equifax, it very well can happen, you can block all access to your Social Security records until you contact the Social Security Administration. No one can fully protect you from identity theft, but this is one more level of security that could help, and it's free. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much the genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31 at 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two hurricanes in 2 years of inflation raised the cost of building the College Station School District's 10th elementary school above the original budget by almost $2.7 million. The CSISD school board voted 6-1 last night to proceed with the $27 million campus. Michael Schaefer said he was disappointed in the number, and then he voted no.
I'll just say I'm in the construction business, and that just seems excessive in my opinion.
Facilities Director John Hall says savings from other bond projects approved by voters 2 years ago will make up the shortfall. Hall also reported the district has the building permit to proceed with construction of the campus at Rock Prairie and Holloman South. It's scheduled to open 2 years from now. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included applause from property owners asking for years for help to reduce flooding.
A unanimous council directed staff for another update on city efforts in Castle Heights. Mike Sutherland says over time, the neighborhood south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway has been turned into a detention pond.
If you did change the flow, and if it's not tremendously expensive, to correct the path of the creek back to its original flow, you're not going to increase the flow into the houses south of Castle Heights because most of them are out of the floodplain. So you're really not creating a problem for them. So I think the solution is within our grasp. I think you already know what it is. It's just a matter of applying the money.
For Sutherland, Greg Owens, Ben Harneman, and Buppy Simek, this will be the fourth update in 18 months. It'll be the first for the rest since they took office last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's now up to the Bryan City Council to decide on a request for voluntary annexation and rezoning that's part of a local home builder's plans for a master planned community. Stylecraft Builders is seeking city approval for annexation and rezoning for acreage at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road to build almost 340 single-family homes and an unannounced number of what is described as higher density units.
Quite honestly, it's just a beautiful, great location, track. There's a whole lot of growth over here on the east side.
Matt Childers at Stylecraft says construction on the first phase of what they are calling Yopon Trails will start as soon as possible after city council approval. The development includes hike and bike trails in a park larger than required by the city. Land along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. The city council will take action next month. Bryan police report the third and final person accused of participating in the September 8th murder in Williamson Park has been arrested. 17-year-old Adriana Garcia of Bryan was found in Cameron. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told police she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park, and after gunfire that killed 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz, she drove away with the other two. The 16-year-old is accused of shooting Munoz during an attempted purchase of marijuana, and Suarez is accused of being nearby holding a pistol-gripped sawed-off shotgun. According to a BPD news release, unless new information is received, there are no other suspects. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Burt Dozer, the String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Patchy cloudiness showing up on the satellite photos this morning. I think all in all, today ends up being a partly sunny day because of that cloudiness. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be up to 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. And Friday looks to be sunny, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And looking on to the weekend, it's going to be a little bit warmer than it is sometimes in September, but it's going to be great weather for Texas Reds, which is coming to downtown Bryan. And as it would happen, the mayor of Bryan is with us this morning, Andrew Nelson. And we do. Going to be a good weekend to have a lot of new and different folks down in downtown Bryan for Texas Reds.
Yeah, really excited about that. Thank you for having me this morning. This is one of our very best festivals in terms of community participation, people who come regionally from out of town. Great time for people to have good food and drink. It's a free festival. If you go to TexasRedsFestival.com, you can get all the details. I'll be there all weekend myself.
Yep, I understand. Exactly. Well, let's talk about, we've had news stories this morning, and again, it is not a new story, but the discussion of frustration of residents who live in Castle Heights. It's, again, not a new story, but nevertheless, you're going to have another report coming from staff.
Yeah, and for me, it'll be the first report since it's my first year on council, but I understand that this is sort of the this is a report that, as we were briefed yesterday, there have been three different reports provided. And even if there's not any new information, it'll possibly be new to some of us. And obviously, we care a lot about every area in our community. I think there's confusion, legitimate confusion within that neighborhood about what the city is authorized to do, what they can't do. And, you know, for our benefit and for theirs, I think it's going to be valuable to hear from staff, even if it's something they've done several times.
Well, gutters, curbs, sidewalks, things like that make a difference in the way water moves through an area. And I guess the one thing that I might find frustrating is, yes, the city understands that it's there, they've identified a problem, but it's not been identified or risen to the level that it's part of a CIP. It's not part of a project out there right now as a high priority.
Yeah, well, if you look at private land and you do things on private land in a city, if you do that and you have things that need to get fixed from what you've done, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the city's responsibility. And I think that's what we need to better understand is what happens when we do that. We have certain codes, certain ways in which we require people to build today that we didn't necessarily require decades ago. And, you know, in 1940, there were codes that didn't exist in 1840. I mean, the city does evolve, but things that happen on private land, if there are things that need to be done, you want to go, you know, trim your trees on your land in the middle of the woods, you don't ask the city to go do that. You go do it yourself. I mean, some of these things the city does do, and I think that's what the whole community has to understand. Frankly, I live on Burton Creek. We have three of our seven council members that live next to Creekland. This city has got creeks all throughout it. So I absolutely don't agree that, you know, the fact that there are creeks and there's channelization in that area is in any way unique. That's simply living in Bryan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think and certainly understand. Councilmember Madison had asked, well, couldn't we go ahead and get the easement that we need to do some work and upgrade these areas? And I think City Manager Keene Register said, well, we've got the staff that we've got that works with what we have now, and if you give us more responsibility, then there's going to be a continued expense for the city.
Well, I appreciate that question from Councilman Madison, and I agree that we need the entire city to understand, the community to understand what we're up against if we want to take the hundreds and hundreds of homes that are near creek bed and start buying easements, or just even if we didn't have to buy easements, which we do, or get those easements, what it would cost to actually do that work. And I think once people realize that, they will have a better understanding of how to come to council and make those requests. I certainly know, speaking as one member of council, that I'll have a better understanding how to weigh the cost of that versus the other nearly $800 million of projects in our binder for the capital improvement plan, the CIP that you mentioned. This year we had $1.5 million in the CIP, with nearly $800 million of projects. That can feel a little overwhelming. So we're weighing all of those things when we make these decisions, and this will help educate not only the community, but the council. And again, I appreciate that four of the seven members have heard this before, but there may be something new. I think obviously it shows that we care about it because we want to know, has something changed? And for three of us, it is our first year on council, and we would really benefit from that. I know I would, and I'm looking forward to getting that information.
Mayor Andrew Nelson of Bryan joining us. Finally, before we leave this, there's been a member of council who has suggested that in flood-prone areas that the city should buy these properties. What, as one member of council, what would it take to rise to that level that you would say the city just needs to go ahead and buy this property?
Socialism.
Okay. Let's move on while we're talking about water. Dave Coleman, who's the director of water services in the city of College Station, looking for ways for College Station to prepare for their future. One of the things they're discussing is buying Gibbons Creek. Now, Bryan is part of that consortium of four cities. What would you feel like would be Bryan's position as far as that goes, or you, again, being one member of council, that Bryan would help move College Station toward being able to do that?
Well, I think we were in some, what I thought were some discrete conversations with College Station, so I didn't get necessarily briefed on that. They came a little bit as a surprise to me, but certainly our partners in College Station with ASR, for example, a project that we've been working on, I personally invited Mayor Mooney to participate in that with us, share that with us. I've been here multiple times on WTAW doing that. So when it comes to water, you know, we're one community, and we'd like to partner and work in partnership with College Station. So if we can work on water together, we're happy to do that.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about, unfortunately, we've had two homicides in Bryan in a week's time, basically in the same general area. Have you had any briefings or asked for any briefings based on the circumstances of those two shootings?
Yes, I did almost immediately. Obviously, anytime someone gets harmed in our city, it's a great concern to all of us, regardless of the circumstances. You know, very, very concerned about that. And I also just asked, I mean, the appearance to me, given that there are a couple things that happened in such a short period of time, is something changing here? How are we doing? The information I got from our police and from our city manager is that, you know, the numbers on our crime are actually not rising right now. It's just, you know, it's a very visible thing that happened there. And You know, I know last year College Station had a lot more, you know, but you got to look at these things over a trend, not over what's happened in the last 2 weeks. But certainly I couldn't blame Citizens for feeling that way because I did too. And sure. I asked, gosh, this is very concerning. But I really want to thank our police force for the good work they're doing. Obviously, you can see they're making some arrests. Public safety is not only my number one priority, but the number one priority for the city of Bryan, whether it's our police, our fire, emergency responders, you know, the BTU folks that are out there making sure the work they do is safe. You know, even a single citizen harmed is a concern to us, even one. And certainly we don't want to be causing the harm, but we also don't want it to happen. So it's something we'll be paying very, very close attention to.
We're not on the council when it happened, but the location of the skate park is merely about 30 feet away from where the Williamson Park homicide took place. As a parent, I would be concerned under those circumstances.
Yeah, I did ask about that, and again, I don't want to get into too many details, but I asked that question directly, and I was told emphatically that the skate park had absolutely nothing to do with it. It just happened to be, you know, the situation that happened there happened in the middle of the day and was not a skate park incident and had absolutely nothing to do with the skate park.
Let me toss you CCTV. Well, what would you think about doing that, putting a closed circuit at city parks?
Well, actually, we're doing that. It's already a part of what we're doing out at the skate park. So it's really unfortunate that we're a couple weeks late in getting that up and going. But, you're mentioning CCTV. I'm meaning
closed circuit television that can be monitored at all
times.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we have some video surveillance capabilities that are imminent, if they're not already up now. They are, and not in response to that. Something that takes a while to plan, but yes, we have the ability to do some video surveillance of that area. Unfortunately, as a part of putting that together, that was getting completed, and it has not yet been completed.
Sure. Well, the perfect time to have it is yesterday, right?
Oh,
when
yeah,
it comes to something like that.
That's right. That's right. But really, I mean, the purpose is a little different. Again, what happened there. It may not have even been caught on that because this really wasn't about the skate park.
Sure.
It probably. Given what I understand, it probably would have happened, whether it was 5 years ago or 5 years from now, probably would have happened that way, whether there was a skate park there or not. So it's just, anytime someone is murdered in our city, it's a tragedy and it's a bad thing. It doesn't matter where it is. In this case, the proximity was a coincidence. Yeah.
Well, your purpose is not, but I would. That calls to mind then what was the other earlier council thinking. They knew what that area was when they put a skate park there. But that's a question for another day. What else do you have for us today?
Well, we have after-school homework assistance for students grades K through 12 free at Claremont's Library. That's Monday through Thursday, 5 to 6:45 p.m. Parks and Rec has fall program registration. That's open. If you go to the Bryan City website at bryantx.gov, you can register. We have detached shared housing, which people have been for a while calling stealth dorms. We have a public input meeting with P&Z subcommittee. That's 5:30 to 7 o'clock tonight.
What's the new buzzword for that?
Detached shared housing.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Stealth dorms, it means so many things. To me, I thought it meant you're hiding it. Other people were like, no, it's not hiding it. It's just that we don't have it documented in the... So it's led to a lot of confusion.
Sure.
So we have single member, single housing, shared housing. Is it an apartment or is it a house? So detached shared housing is a way to really try to get our hands around it from a P&Z standpoint. But that public input meeting is tonight, 5:30 to 7 at City Hall. You have an opportunity to ask questions, review the subcommittee's findings based on public feedback. And then last but not least, I'll say, is National Night Out, October 3rd. If you're interested in hosting a block party in your neighborhood, please call Jason James. He's the Bryan Police Department. And again, you can register on the city's website. But I sure appreciate our police for doing that, as well as, generally thanking our veterans and our first responders and fire for all they do. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hospice Brazos Valley and Slovacek Sausage present the 7th Annual Hog Splash Mud Volleyball Tournament. The Muddy Fun begins at 9 a.m. on October 14th at Slovacek's in Snook. A team of 10 little piggies is all you need for the dirtiest fun in the sun. The finest swine compete for bragging rights for first, second, and third place titles. Proceeds support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care in the Brazos Valley. Check out the website at hospicebrazosvalley.org or call Lizette Hawkins at 979-821-2266. Join us October 14th at Slovacek's in Snook. This little piggy will be there.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Your HVAC unit is likely to be your home's main energy consumer. Change your air filters monthly to keep it running efficiently. Dirty filters can force the unit to work harder to keep your home warm or cool, causing the system to age faster.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
10 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So, we got this Hurricane Maria thing, okay?
Yep.
Back to a Category 5,
whoa,
which is, you know, what's interesting about this is it went from a Cat 1 to a Cat 5 in 15 hours.
Wow.
I mean, that if that doesn't tell you that climate change is causing all...
Oh, it's definitely.
Yeah. Scott.
Just letting you know. But it is. That's... And
man, and I've seen some video from this earthquake in Mexico,
right?
And
yeah,
it is just bizarre. And the thing with those is you don't predict those.
No, I mean, you don't. Now
you can't even see those coming.
Yesterday was the anniversary of one that had happened before.
Okay,
so,
wow.
I don't know exactly how that necessarily works out.
But, right.
But still, the deal is it was a 7.1, and it hit southeast of Mexico City. The mm-hmm. quake comes from 2 weeks. Comes 2 weeks after a powerful 8.1 magnitude quake that also hit the country. Mexico, no stranger to earthquakes. The country sits atop three of Earth's largest tectonic plates.
I never knew that.
That's why we're called the infomaniacs.
Yeah.
Over here, the quake happened near the boundary between two of those plates, the Cocos and the North American plates. At this boundary, the two plates creep toward each other, not fast, at the rate of 76 millimeters per year, but over time, then what happens is one goes under the other, and that's how we get this. In Central America, in the Mid-American Trench, about 190 miles southwest of where yesterday's earthquake was, is where that stuff happened. So,
now, I saw a video of just a building, and it looked like it was an implosion because the building just collapsed in on itself, and it was... I mean, that's just nuts.
Well, and again, you have to consider that they have probably had some building codes in Mexico City for a while because it continues to be a problem there that they would do that.
Now, what was, I think, over in Japan, maybe, with the bamboo buildings, just because it's so much more flexible that they can move.
I heard
something about that one time.
Well, they do it in San Francisco. They also do some things that allow them to the buildings, I think, can slide in some place. But while you're talking about Japan, they had an earthquake over near the Fukushima plant again. The nuclear power plant was not as bad as the last one, but again, it's out there, and you got to be prepared for that kind of stuff. All right, so here, let's wash our ears out with some HGTV news.
All right.
We haven't done any HGTV stories in so long.
Yeah.
They've picked up more Flip or Flop.
Oh.
Yes, they will. A matter of fact, they've gotten the go-ahead for an 8-episode spinoff called Flip or Flop Paradise.
Oh, okay. See, I was going to say, is it the original because now there's like into all different cities.
The rap says the newest show will follow those real estate investors, flippers David and...
The woman?
Chinoa.
Yeah.
She's like British and Canadian.
Yeah. As they renovate rundown homes and scam people. As they renovate homes in small and charming Paradise, California, about 2 hours north of Sacramento. The new series is set to begin April 2018.
So this it is the original the original host.
Yeah. This will be the fourth Flipper Flop series, though.
Oh, okay.
Since they've already done, of course, shows in Vegas, Atlanta, and Flip Flop Fort Worth.
Right.
Which also began this begins this November. There'll be other spinoffs, Nashville and Chicago, coming in 2018. Gotcha.
Did you know that Joanna Gaines has a...
she lives in Waco. Yeah,
and
yeah.
She has a line in Target.
At Target, yeah.
Oh, Zach, you are so yesterday. We did that last
Zach.
Week or
welcome
2 weeks
to the
ago.
Show.
I just now got here, well, guys. You got to give me some time.
I understand.
To
that's all right. That's okay.
And we talked about how I was probably going to go bananas for it.
That's
because
right.
Because she has a line in Pier 1, but it's really pricey. So yeah. Target's going to be a little bit
a
better.
A little more. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear about Devin Beeling? Devin Beeling is a female runner taking part in the Tunnel Vision Marathon in North Bend, Washington. Just as she is about to cross the line, she fell.
I saw this.
Okay, but didn't stop her from crossing the finish line. She basically, she shows her tripping and hitting the ground 12 yards short of the line. Instead of stopping, she barrel rolls across the finish line.
She couldn't stand up?
No. Apparently she hurt one of her knees.
Oh.
Runner says it was embarrassing at first, but then... she felt she heard the supportive comments from people out there, and it's been wonderful on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I don't run marathons, Scott.
Because of that?
Because I don't like
Want to do the barrel
the
roll
ground.
Thing?
Yeah,
okay. All right. We hate to have the word Amazon and glitch come in the same sentence, but here you go. Getting an unsuspected gift is usually a nice surprise, but some Amazon customers received a notification that someone had purchased a gift for their baby registry.
Okay.
The problem? They're not having a baby.
Oh.
The apparent email glitch from Amazon occurred about 3:30 on Tuesday afternoon.
And what else are you going to do with a breast pump?
That's right. When individuals began sharing on Twitter their frustration over receiving an erroneous email. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you chill?
Yeah.
Just chill. You know what you ought to do first is laugh
and then
chill. The email declares a gift is on the way next to a baby crawling over the page.
Recipients, I would get a little upset about that, too.
Could then click on the box and say, see your thank you list. And then you click on that option, and it shows an error page.
See, I thought you were going to begin this segment by saying Amazon and hoping Chelsea didn't get triggered by that.
Oh, no. That's I'm hoping by saying call Amazon now. Somebody's got their
little assistant
out there.
We have had no text messages come in with potential bachelors.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Not that I'm asking for that. That was Zach's idea. Absolutely.
Maybe they're 5'9 with 6'2 personalities.
Oh,
maybe.
Sorry.
All right. All right. Take heart. It may not be pure laziness, but a genuine allergy that is keeping you from being able to exercise. How many of you fatties out there have been waiting for this one?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Cosmopolitan reports physical exertion can result in hives and swelling and nausea and other symptoms for a very small portion of the population.
Can you hear my eyes rolling into the back of my head?
When I'm saying small, I'm not talking about your size either, okay? I'm talking about the portion is small, not you.
Right.
An allergist, and I'm not even going to say her name because I'm not going to give her any publicity, admits that doctors don't know exactly why this happens, but doesn't recommend canceling your fitness memberships. Turns out folks that are in shape are much less likely to suffer an allergic reaction than those who don't.
That's crazy.
Oh, God.
Because they're fat.
That's right. Oh, well, yeah, I got that here. Yep. I've always got that here.
That's one of our faves.
If you happen to be one of the 50 of the 100,000 that is affected, you can avoid symptoms, by swimming or doing cardio stuff.
There are other options.
That's right. And we've also got...
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Right. I'm allergic. I am allergic. All right. We need to do this before
exercise.
We leave with 2 minutes left.
All right.
The security firm McAfee has now named Avril
Lavigne.
Thank you. As being dubbed the most dangerous celebrity on the internet.
Oh, really?
That means an internet search of Avril was the most likely celebrity to land users in a place where they'd carry viruses or malware.
Aw, poor Avril.
That's right. Searches for the complicated singer have a 14.5% chance of landing you on a web page that could have online threats.
Oh, man.
And she had something going on a couple of years ago where people thought she was dead.
She battled Lyme disease, okay?
Oh,
and she had Lyme disease, okay. McAfee says she scored so high on the 11th annual list thanks to a feature story on EO Line and an internet conspiracy that had been placed there by an imposter.
Gotcha.
All right, so here we go. Here are your top 10 to not go to. They did, the company used sites and they compiled this from searches from Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Bing and Yahoo, remember them?
Who? What?
All right, here you go. Here are your top 10.
Jeeves.
Number 10 is Beyonce. Number 9 is Katy Perry. Number 8 is P. Diddy. Number 7 is Justin Bieber. Number 6 is Calvin Harris.
Oh, Taylor Swift's ex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, of course. There you go.
One of them.
Number 5 is Celine Dion. Number 4 is Zayn Malik.
Okay, he's in, he separated from One Direction.
Oh, okay. Number 3 is Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh,
really?
I guess because of just that viral song
what
went.
What has she done lately?
Nothing, but that song, everyone did, like, karaoke to it.
Oh, okay.
Or
Call Me Maybe.
To it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, and number 2 is Bruno Mars, and then number 1 is April.
All so people who I do not Google. So.
Oh, okay, so that's it. Don't do that.
Hey, speaking of Katy Perry, Baker Mayfield called her out in a press conference recently, and it was hilarious.
Ooh.
Because they asked him about when he transferred in and things started unraveling. He blamed it on Katy Perry's pick when she picked Trevor Knight to beat whoever on game day.
Whoa, there you go. All right, awesome. We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.